We start this week in 1977, and a new programme began on Radio 4. The Today programme was split, and two editions of a new show called Up to the Hour were inserted into the gaps. Libby Purvis hated the idea, as did quite a few others, and she remembers how the great announcer Peter Donaldson did his level best to sort things out.
It was a load of old floor sweepings. It was old bits of comedy records, unbelievably tedious extended trails.
And flute music.
Bits of nothing, little pointless bits of music. And we all hated this. The Today programme team, I was a reporter then, we were injured by this. We were full of stories we needed to tell, and there was no space to tell them because of Up to the Hour wasting people's morning. And Peter, obviously, being a thinking man, felt the same way. And one morning, he ran through everything that was on all the other networks, Radio 2, Radio 3, and then sort of said, sadly, still, you know, if you're stuck with Radio 4, I'm afraid it's Up to the Hour.
Libby Purvis, and can you imagine that now, messing with the Today programme? 1993 now, and this week saw the launch of Britain's second national commercial radio station.
Well, good afternoon. This is Richard Skinner. We are now live in Studio One Golden Square in the heart of Soho, and this is the Radio Revolution. From now on, it's for real. Virgin 1215 is the UK's first new national pop and rock station in more than 25 years. From this moment, Virgin 1215 promises to deliver Britain's best music mix 24 hours a day.
Much more music, Virgin 1215.
So let the music play.
The launch of the original Virgin, now Absolute, 33 years ago on the old Radio 3 and Radio 1 medium wave frequencies. It's 30 years now since Capital Radio trialled the idea of splitting off its AM from its FM.
1 minute from now, Capital Radio will split.
For the first time ever, different programmes will be broadcast simultaneously on Capital's AM and FM frequencies.
If your radio is tuned to Capital on 1548 AM, after the 10 o'clock news, you'll hear Sax on Sunday with John Sax.
If your radio's tuned to Capital on 95.8 FM, you'll hear Capital's new Sunday station, CFM, in super stereo.
Almost all radios can pick up Capital on both AM and on FM. For information on how to retune, call 01-388.
It was all very dramatic, wasn't it? The first trial Capital AM-FM experimental split for weekends only, long before they created gold. John Sax was on AM and Roger Scott was on FM, and we think those guys were both sober at the time, unlike Lord Haw-Haw.
Germany will live. No coercion. No oppression. No measures of tyranny that any foreign foe can introduce. Germany will live.
The last show for Lord Haw-Haw this week in 1945. His broadcasts were aired on transmitters across Europe, including on Radio Luxembourg's. And after some rather belated post-show coaching 7 months later, he was hanged. Thankfully, the penalty was lesser when James Whale went that little bit too far with the matter of the London mayoral elections.
Well, it has to be...
Don't, you're not allowed to say.
Say what?
Who you should vote for.
What was I... How do you know what I was going to say?
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Boris Johnson. What?
Did you say something?
What? I didn't say anything.
Boris Johnson. Did you...
Well, no, I didn't say anything. I'm not allowed to say who to vote for in the London mayoral elections. It's wrong.
Well, no, of course not.
Boris Johnson.
The great James Whale on TalkSport this week in 2008 with his voting tips. This week, 25 years ago, there was some hot news for Radio 1.
From this Wednesday, 1FM is your 24-hour station. From midnight till morning, we'll bring you the best music and the latest news. This is Bob Harris, and from this Wednesday, I'll be on midnight to 4, Monday to Thursday. Then it's Andy Peebles on Friday night. At the weekend, 1FM's newest voice, Neil James, will see you through the night from 2 till 4. And day from this Wednesday, 24-hour Radio 1. 96.
Memories of this week in 91, and after 24 years of existence, Radio 1 flicked that 24-hour switch and opened up.
And now,
for the very last time.
And never closed down again. It wasn't the first station to go 24 hours, and it certainly wasn't the first to use that Commodore's track on the promo for so doing. When BBC Cambridgeshire launched, it was on air for just a few hours each day. It launched on the 1st of May 1982, and what time was that?
Well, the time is now 1 minute to nine. This is Prelude with Gina Madgett and Nigel Turner. We've nearly gone, but in just 1 minute's time, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire will be officially opened by the chairman of the BBC, George Howard. We'll be going live to the opening ceremony, where the events will be described for us by our commentator, Joe Dobry, as the BBC's 25th local radio station starts broadcasting officially on 96 stereo VHF and on the medium wave band on 1026 and 1449 kilohertz.
Good old VHF. And that programme title as well, Prelude. BBC Local Radio excelled in programme titles, didn't it? On Cambridgeshire we had, what do we have? The Light Programme with Anne Bristow. We also had Home Service with good old Gina Madgett. Wavelength with Andy Graham. And Sunday Company as well. Don't you just love it? 50 years ago this week, another pirate station took to the air from a wobbly ship in the North Sea.
Here are the kids on Swingin' Radio England.
We have a few things here we'd like to give you. Just a preview of the new sound which will be coming your way on Swingin' Radio England, where the action is.
Swingin' Radio.
That's my sort of test transmission, is that, just playing through the whole jingle rag. That's the way to do it. The start of Swinging Radio England to be an early home for Roger Day. And alongside Britain Radio, it started broadcasting from the same ship anchored off the south coast this week in 1966. It's 2 years this week already since Heart grew again, taking over duties from the real stations.
Heart is coming to the Northwest at 6 a.m.
Hi, this is Toby Anstis. I'll be here every weekday morning on Heart, your new radio station. Join me from 10 for more music variety and your chance to win £100,000 with our big money game, Who's on Heart?
Heart expanding this week in 2014, growing the brand's reach to 9.3 million and becoming the biggest commercial radio station in the United Kingdom. So with the name BBC World Service, introduced 51 years ago.
BBC World Service. We're now closing on 15.22 megahertz.
Dave Lee Travers starting Radio 1 Breakfast 38 years ago.
You're listening to the Dave Lee Travers Show on Radio 1.
And the new BBC studios at Savoy Hill officially opened 93 years ago.
We are not going to stop broadcasting. Broadcasting has come to stay.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.